to On the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. Here, this is the place where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Welcome home, Brains.
Coming to you straight from San Diego, California, let's welcome our host, April Mahoney.
Hi, Brains. Welcome back to On the Edge. I have a guest, Lynn Durham. She's here all the way from Australia. I'm telling you, I get great brains all over the world. Her specialty is working with people, coaching people like you. Together, you will take a stance. She assists her clients in uncovering their purpose. You will grow, you will live well authentically, and be even more successful than you already are. Personal development is her passion, connecting, learning, and sharing. In her toolbox, it includes, but is not limited to, natural healing methods that benefit both herself personally and in her work with her clients. Some of the modalities that are incorporated in her work are EFT tapping, hypnotherapy, kinesiology, and organic eating. So without further ado, we want to welcome our guest all the way from Australia, Lynn Durham, to the Edge. Hello, Lynn. How are you?
Hello, April. I'm really great. Thank you for having me. And hello to all the brains out there.
Yes, I'm so excited to have you. I love it down there in the land down under. Now, you're in Melbourne, correct?
That is right. Yes, I'm in Melbourne, and it's very hot summer at the moment.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, because you're on the other side of the world. It's kind of chilly here in California. Tell me what it's like living in Melbourne. Are you born and raised there? Have you lived there your entire life?
I was actually born in England, and my family moved here when I was quite young. And so I've been raised here, I guess. So I'm pretty Australian, very much Australian. And it is pretty very similar to lots of parts of America. So, I mean, I've been to America a couple of times, and I see a lot of similarities.
Yes, 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 yes. So you had a career in corporate America once upon a time before you delve deep into coaching and assisting others work through their stuff. Tell us a little bit about your work. You worked in customs, correct?
Yep, that's correct. In corporate Australia, I'll correct you there. So I was working in customs clearing and importing and exporting, and I was very successful at it. It was a very niche job, I guess, because there's not many customs brokers. Like, I'm a licensed customs broker still, and there aren't many of us, and I should know how many. There's probably like less than 400. So we are highly regulated. It's a little bit like being an accountant, but there's a lot less of us.
Well, yeah,
highly,
you know, because a lot of stuff goes through customs. We're having a lot of trouble here in the United States with customs and the border and all of that kind of stuff.
Yes.
So let me ask you a question, and this may not be your specific issue, but maybe you, because you're also a coach and you work with people that are struggling and having challenges. So many people share with me adult bullying in the workplace in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
We deal with that a lot more with adolescent bullying here in the United States. But people are telling me that it is debilitating. It's to the point where people can't go to work, where they're afraid to drive, all of that. Do you experience that, or have you worked with any of your clients that experience that as an adult?
I am a little horrified to hear that that's known about. If that's if it's such a big thing that it's known about, that's pretty awful. I'm definitely aware of it. I didn't know it was, as I said, that big a deal.
It's huge.
Yeah. In a way, it's probably how I left corporate. My immediate boss was horrendous, and the circumstances got that bad that I ended up walking out the door. So it was kind of, and it's not really something I'd thought of it as bullying, but in hindsight, really, that's what she was. Well, I knew she was a bully, but, you know, it's about how you perceive it, I think.
Right. And it's not only how you perceive it, but how you receive it. You know, people will put some stuff on you.
Yeah, absolutely.
They'll put something on your mind.
Yeah.
And then you feel victimized. And then you feel victimized. You really can't address it because you need your job. And, you know, if you're in niche markets or if you have specialized skill sets like yours, there's not like a whole bunch of other places that you can run off to get these jobs. But we want to move beyond that because you've taken a different route now, and you're doing great work with people, with personal development. That's your passion. You want to connect them. You want to teach them how to learn and how to share. Tell us how you made the transition into coaching. What springboarded you into coaching?
Well, as I mentioned, I left my corporate job suddenly. It wasn't a plan, and I basically was wondering what I could do. I had been wondering for a few years, probably about 5 years. I'd been sort of looking around, thinking, what else can I do? And because essentially it wasn't lifting me up. I mean, I enjoyed the client interaction I had. I enjoyed dealing with clients and, you know, making them happy, so to speak. And then I discovered coaching by an email that was sent to me from Nick Ortner from the Tapping Solution. He was referring to somebody else who was a coach, not himself. And I just went down that rabbit hole and looked into it and discovered it. And ever since then, I looked into the schooling I wanted to go to so I can get my qualifications and became a coach. It was just the best thing. I was stoked. I just couldn't believe that I'd discovered this thing that I could do. I was available to do it and with a great desire to do it.
Right. And you were open to it because that's some heavy lifting. You know, when you're working with people, you're taking on their pain, you're taking on their stress, you're hearing their negativity. You know, so I want to know a couple things. The first thing is some of the different modalities that you incorporate in your work. This is all the rave now, this EFT tapping. I've tried it, and it really works. But I find that it calms me down more than anything else. I want to hear a little bit about that. You also incorporate hypnotherapy, and I want to know what kinesiology is.
Okay, so I would actually start with saying I start with breath. Taking 3 deep breaths can be just so calming and relaxing for people that I've had really amazing comments from people who remember what I say. Anyway, so that's just breathing is a really important thing. And then there's, so with EFT, my main modality is coaching. I'm a coach and that is how I help people and, or that's how I partner with people. And it's sort of instance specific that I will bring up EFT. And I mean, like one of my clients, a little while ago, I just brought it up. He's so totally not into anything woo-woo, and I brought it up just in case he would go with it, and he did, and he kept doing it. He loved it. He instantly felt the benefits from it, and that's the thing. That is the, as you said, I mean, you've done it. It's just an amazing tool I think all the tools are good. It's good to have all the tools in your tool belt so that you can bring up the right one at the right time.
Right, absolutely.
And that's how I deal with EFT. Yeah.
And can you tell me what is kinesiology? I don't know what that is.
Well, I don't do kinesiology. I would recommend a kinesiologist. I've been to kinesiologists. So they work with your energy. So, all of the work is kind of the same, but they have a specific way of working with your energy and reading your energy and channeling whatever you need into your energy. So it's a little bit like a – oh, hard to explain.
We've had energy workers here on the edge, so that's good.
So it's another version of an energy work, but I don't do that.
Recommend that to some of your clients.
If
they need that.
I haven't. I've done it myself. I actually haven't had the need to recommend it because I guess I've used all the other things. I mean, affirmations and gratitude journals and, you know, all the things that the tools that I know of and that I know work that are easily implemented.
Okay. How
but
about organic eating?
I felt that.
You incorporate that in your training and teaching?
is something I would, well, as a coach, it's not something I bring up, but if it's brought up, I would definitely, I mean, that's what I live by. I eat as organically as possible, and because I think I value it, and I value not eating all the herbicides and pesticides and fungicides and all the things that they, you know, all the things they put in food. So I definitely mention it. I would mention it, but it's not, you know, it's not about me telling people how to eat, but it is something I can easily have a conversation about it. So it's, you know, it's not, yeah, so it's a bit of a different angle, I guess.
Yeah, because a lot of people that I've talked to, they incorporate the thought process of changing their diet and eating, because clean eating is, you know, we have to be careful what we put in our temple. You know, our body is
absolutely
the temple for
absolutely
our soul.
Yeah.
And so that is a part of the process of connecting with the energy, getting clear when you're going through hypnotherapy, and also even realizing, you know, what's going on with the EMF tapping. What is your ideal client? Now, you know, there's a lot of coaches out there that do a lot of wonderful things, and you're doing some specific work, but just with the climate and the people there, because it is a cultural difference in Australia, when you're looking to work with a client and creating that synergy, because it has to be a synergy between the two of you, what are you looking for? Is it, you know, mostly female? Is it mostly corporate? Is there a certain age group, a certain demographic? Maybe they have a certain set of challenges. What are you looking for?
So mostly, I mean, I'm really lucky. I work with the loveliest people, and generally they're sort of in the 45 to 55 age bracket, and they just genuinely feel unsatisfied in their personal lives, and they want to feel as successful in bringing and being happy as they are in their career. So they've got the career that's working well for them, and they just sort of want to bring their personal lives along for the ride. And so the way I start that is my belief that small changes create massive results. And because I, you know, guide my clients through the small changes they take, and they see the massive results, and it's just beautiful to be partnering with them to do that.
And so what sort of thing do you do, you know, one-on-one? Do you do coaching, group sessions? Do you have an online platform?
Oh, yes. I have, most of my coaching is on Zoom, because most of my clients are not in Melbourne. They're around Australia or around the world. I've got a client in Scotland, and I've got a client in Boston, and, you know, so they're all scattered around. So most of my coaching is on Zoom. And so that's just an hour or an hour and a half session, and once a week or once every fortnight. It depends on how everyone goes.
Mm-hmm.
And I do have some live in person clients as well, but not so many. They're mostly on Zoom, which is actually that works really well. And I have a group coaching model, which is at the moment a 4-week. It's a 4-week coaching course, or it's every month, so you just go monthly, and it's once a week in a group. And I also run some workshops.
Oh, wow. Wow, that's great.
Yeah.
So do you run any retreats? Have you done any retreats there yet? That'd be something to excite you.
I have not. Yeah, that is definitely in my future, and it's definitely in my client's future, because that I can see the value in doing that, so I'm definitely looking at that. I even have the place to do it, so I'm kind of working on that one, definitely.
Well, good. I'm excited. Let me know and let my brains know, because I'm telling you, it is worth a trip on Qantas Airlines to come down to the land down under and really, you know, immerse yourself in the culture of the Aborigines people, the land there, looking at the kangaroos, all of that. It's a beautiful, beautiful place. What drives you, Lynn? What, you know, when you get up in the morning and, you know, you thank your lucky stars for opening your eyes and having that breath, what drives you and keeps you motivated to do the work that you do?
Well, I've always loved learning about bettering myself. And so I think that is just what drives me. I mean, even just yesterday talking to a client and just being able to give him and tell and let him know that the journey he has, like, to remind him where he started and where he is now. It just, and I think that's the thing. People don't think of how much they grow and how much they change. We're not brought up to look at how much we change and look at the benefits of the things we're doing. And so to be able to do that to people, that actually absolutely drives me. It's just, I'm just so fortunate in what I do.
It is. It's a lot of heavy lifting, and it's a lot of responsibility because you're holding someone's life literally in the palm of your hands, and you're navigating and helping them facilitate through the toughest times, through their struggles, you know, and overcoming those hurdles. So how do you relax? How do you get that off of you? Because, again, like I said, it's a lot of work. It's a lot of responsibility,
yep.
but you're taking on a lot. So what do you do to
yep.
relax and just enjoy your life as well?
Well, in the immediate, if there's a client going through a very hard time, I remind myself that this isn't going to last them forever. I remind myself that they will shift. I live near the Yarra River, which is one that goes through Melbourne, and I love walking along there. Like, I'll take my dog or even just walking along and just, you know, sort of inhaling it and breathing it in. And being, I just love being in nature. That is a beautiful pastime for me. It's, yeah, that's my primary thing. Like, I'll gift myself with a walk by the river. And other times I will just go to the coffee shop. I really enjoy just going and sitting and having a nice coffee, and that's peaceful and just something I really enjoy doing. And because I don't drink coffee generally, I'll just only have maximum one a day type thing. So I will use it as Japanese tea ritual, you know, I'll use it as
right.
a ritual. I will go and I'll maybe do some journaling or something. But that's my, that's two of my
Don't
things,
you have
I
a
guess.
Group that you get together and coffee together or have beverages together and just kind of, To
oh,
chat.
Well, that would be my third thing, is to get together with friends, definitely. But that's it. I guess that's a different thing. I suppose when you mentioned what's my downtime, I was thinking of as opposed to my work time, like, so during the day, they're the things I would do during the day. But I love catching up with my friends. We go away for weekends and we go away or we just catch up and we have drinks, lots of drink parties and things like that, definitely.
Can you tell me the value of friendship? I know it's important to you, but, you know, when people get in that dark space, when they are, you know, submerged in that deep, dark place, how do you encourage them, or what would you say to encourage them to reach out to a friend, to share this information with someone, to get some feedback, to go for a walk, to bond? How would you encourage your client to do that?
Well, initially, I literally actually just told someone today, this morning. Initially, it's find people who support you for you. Like,
right.
get the support you need. It's really about, you know, reach out for help. Ask for help. Find the people who support you. And if you can't find, I mean, that's my advice. If you can't find the people, if the people around you aren't supporting you and you sort of feel stuck because they aren't, then reach out to someone else. Reach out to a coach. You know, find a coach that you resonate with. On the immediate front, it is find people who support you, because there's a whole, you know, not everyone supports our dreams. I mean, this person I was speaking to was basically her husband wasn't supporting her dream. And so I'm saying, well, live with that. And, you know, I'm not saying, well, anyway, I'm just saying find people who do support you and then talk to them about it. You don't need to talk to everyone about what you want. Just find
right.
the right people to talk to.
Right. Because there's a lot of noise out there, you know, and there's a lot of toxicity as well. And so
yeah.
we have to
yeah.
be careful
well,
of the people that are pouring into us.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got
yeah,
to be careful of the people
so
that,
don't, yeah.
that are pouring into
I mean,
you, because it can just be a mess.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, and that's the thing, right? So you need to watch it. You need to monitor. You need to actually think, well, how did I feel after I saw that person? How did I feel after I spoke to that person? What did that person give me? It's not about what I can get from people, but, you know, it really is. What did that person give me? Did they just take from me? So it's really looking at you. But, I mean, your initial question was, if someone's in a dark place and they sort of can't see it, reach out for help. Ask. People are willing to help. I mean, that's the biggest message I'd love for people to get, is just reach out and ask. Because, you know, more often than not, people love to help. Generally, people love to help.
They do.
That's my experience, yeah.
They do. And I'm glad that there are people like you that have been able to, you know, have that turnkey approach and say, hey, you know, this corporate thing is not working for me. Let me dive a little deeper into, you know, my personal space and my personal head. And then look what you came up with, abracadabra, a winning strategy
absolutely.
For success. And you're pouring that into people. Tell my brains, Lynn, how to get in contact with you down there in Australia and get turned on to what you're talking about, what you're doing, and connect with you, you know, virtually. And then hopefully we can all get a field trip. Maybe we'll all come down to Australia. I like it.
When I have my retreat, it's actually only a 10-minute walk from the beach. So it's like, come on down. okay, so I would be really happy if, okay, first of all, everything works the same the world around. I've had a couple of people say, you know, do you have Skype down there or do you have whatever? Anyway, so everything works the same all around the world. My personal email is lynne@lynnelife.com. That's lynnelife, because my motto is love your life. So it's lynne@lynnelife.com, or my website is lynnelife.com. So if you want me to spell it again, it's lynne, you'd need the E, life.com, because someone else has got the one without the E. And people look at it and go, that doesn't look like you. And I'm like, oh,
I know.
You got to put the E in.
Well, I love this picture that I selected for your profile. It's with your arms extended wide.
I did too. You know, that was a fun day. That was a fun day at a sculpture museum that is not far away.
Well, you look so warm and inviting, and you're just open, and I really appreciate that. Thank you so much for taking the time to tap into us here in the United States and around the world. We've got, brains all over the world, Sweden, Canada, Mississippi, Indiana, Costa Rica, all over the world. So now they have access to you. And I'm
beautiful.
Honored that
I'd love
you guys
to
come
this.
Here. So, Brains,
can I give you one last?
Absolutely.
Just one last thing that I like to say is a kind of just to bring positivity into your day is if you can choose something every day to make your heart sing. And if you set that intention every morning to actually seek out the thing that makes your heart sing every day, that's really it's going to shoot you up into the positivity sphere.
All right. And so that's what we want to do. We want to connect to that positive energy, Brains. We want to avoid the toxic people. We want to find a good coach. We want to get into tapping, go outside, have a beautiful walk, and then stop by the coffee shop, even if you get nothing but a bottle of water. That's the advice from Lynn Durham. Thank you for following me here on The Edge. And for other edgy conversations, go back and listen to On The Edge with April Mahoney. I'm at all the usual hotspots, LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Blog Talk, Player FX. I'm all over the planet, okay? But I'm landing in your heart here for you. Thank you, Lynn Durham. Please come back to The Edge. You're always welcome in my home.
Thank you, April.
My brains.